many, many people that sense somehow in their spirit that Jesus is coming soon.
许多的圣徒在他们灵里都有感觉主耶稣快要回来了。
The days that we live in are evil days.
今天我们活在一个邪恶的时代。
And the songs that Brother Barnabas chose to sing this morning, I think those truths are very, very necessary in these days that we live.
刚才我们领事的弟兄所选择的诗歌里面含有很重要的真理，让我们活在这个末后的时代里。
It used to be that we could somehow get by in the America I'm referring to. We can get by with a little of Jesus and a little of self.
我指的是在美国的生活，我们很容易就可以好像有一点主耶稣，然后有一些的世界。
And the culture in America and the culture in the Christian church would just sort of carry us through.
美国的文化或美国教会里的文化，让我们好像可以这样的生活。
But that's changed.
但是这个情况现在已经有了改变。
We're in a fight. We're in a battle.
我们事实上活在属灵的征战里。
And you sense that fierceness of the attack of the enemy against the children of God is growing more and more.
你可以感觉到那个仇敌向着神教会的下一代的攻击是越来越猛烈。
And we're not going to be able to make it through with a little Christianity, a little Christ, and a little of self.
所以我们不能够再那么安逸的，好像说我只要有一点基督，有一点我自己这样的生活方式。
If we're going to stand in these evil days, it's going to take all of Christ.
若是我们要在这邪恶的世代站立得稳，必须
John said, He must increase and I must decrease.
就像施洗约翰的祷告说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
I hope we all feel that way.
我希望你们里面都有这样的感受。
What I need today and in these days is I need Jesus. I need to be filled with His Spirit.
在这些日子，我深深的感觉，我不仅需要基督，我需要被他的圣灵充满。
And so our prayer is none of self and all of Thee.
所以我们的祷告是
Our prayer is that the Lord will fill us as we just sang, Come Lord, fill us now, we're waiting for you.
我们的祷告是，主，我们正在等候，求你充满我。
Because we greatly, greatly need Him.
因为我们实在非常非常的需要他。
And if we've gotten casual or cold,
若是我们变了冷淡或者是无所谓,
if we've gotten lukewarm or tepid towards the things of the Lord. If we don't apply ourselves like we used to apply ourselves to the Word of God or to seeking Him. I don't know that we'll be able to stand in these days that we live. It takes a daily, constant being filled with the Spirit of God.
整天的不断的被圣灵充满。
You know, in sports, the best team doesn't always win.
你知道在运动场上，不是那个技术最高的球队总是赢得冠军的。
If you compare one team to the other, sometimes you look at them and it's a mismatch.
有时候你比两个球队，就好像总是有缺陷的。
But sometimes the team that should win takes it very, well, casually, too easy.
有时候你觉得这个队伍是非常强壮的，他们应该是很容易就赢的。
We don't have to try so hard. We're much bigger or much stronger or faster than the other team.
他们比较强壮，跑得比较快，都不需要太努力就可以赢的。
So just by our showing up and getting on the court with our uniform on, we're guaranteed to win. Now, I've seen things like that happen before in professional sports and also just in playing myself. There is something about a team that's hungry.
你知道，若是一个队伍，他是非常的饥渴的。
I'm an individual that has a strong desire to win.
每一个队员呢，都有一个很强烈的愿望要赢的。
So when I read the Apostle Paul's life, I read about a man who had a strong desire to win.
就像我读保罗的一生，我看见一个有极大的渴慕、切望要得胜的人。
He was going to strip himself down to the bare necessities and run as fast as he possibly could to that goal.
他愿意卸下一切所有残累的，就是为要跑去得到那个标杆。
He wasn't going to look to the left or to the right. He was going to look right at the goal and make a straight path for his feet.
他在奔跑的时候，他没有看左看右，他只定睛在他的目标上。
See, he realized that he was in a fight.
所以他很知道这一路跑的时候是一个征战。It
wasn't with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers.
不是跟血气的征战，而是与空中属灵的恶者征战。
And he realized that if he was going to win that race, he was going to have to be filled with the Spirit of God.
他知道为要得胜，打胜仗。 他必须被圣灵充满。
It had to be more of Christ and less of Paul.
必须有多有基督，少有保罗我这个人。
And so it is with every one of us.
这个情形对我们都是一样。
That's why the Bible tells us we need to watch and be alert, be sober, be vigilant.
所以圣经不断地提醒我们要警醒，要警醒。
Because if you're not careful, you can get knocked down easily.
因为我们若不注意，很容易我们就跌倒。
You know, if I'm standing here this morning in a one of the little kids from Sister Barbara's group came running in here.
我站在这里，如果儿童聚会里面任一个小孩子跑上来。
And if I wasn't watching and they snuck up behind me.
若是我没有注意的话，他们从背后。
If they were at least a little bit big.
如果他们的尺寸大概这个样子。
And they could probably knock me down off the platform.
如果我没有注意，他们可以从后面把我从台上
打下推下去。If I didn't see them coming, if I wasn't ready for it.
若是我没有注意到他们朝着我跑来。
A sneak attack, a surprise.
这种偷袭，这种惊喜的攻击。
Now, if I was, I'm sorry.If I was watching, if I was vigilant,
但是如果我是很警醒在注意的话
if I saw this little kid coming,
我看到一个小孩朝着我跑来
hey, he can hit me all he wants, I'm not going anywhere.
他只能攻击我一次，因为我会站得很稳。
I may have lost a few pounds since last time I saw you, but I'm still able to stand.
去年到现在我也许瘦了不少，但是你知道我还是站得很稳的。
And I could probably stand better now than I did last time I saw you.
事实上我现在站立的能力可能比上次你们看见我还强壮。
See, we need to be vigilant.
所以我们要警醒。
Because the enemy surprise attacks us sometimes.
因为仇敌很喜欢偷袭。
And before you know it, you're knocked off the platform or off your feet.
在你没有想到的时候，突然你就被他推下去了。
And especially in these end times.
特别是在末后的时代。
Especially in these end times do we need to watch and be sober.
在这个末后的时代我们需要警醒，我们需要清醒。
There are too many Christian dropouts.
就太多的基督徒呢都好像休学了。
I don't know what it's like in California, but in New York City, they're always concerned about the amount of students that drop out of high school.
我不知道在加州如何，但是在我们纽约州，我们非常注意一个统计数字，就是高中退学的学生。
Now that probably doesn't happen in California.
在加州大概没有发生过。
100% of the students that enter high school in California graduate, right?
100% 的高中生都从高中毕业了，是不是？
100% of the Asian students in California that enter high school.
100% 的亚洲学生都毕业了，对不对？
Well, in New York, we don't do so well.
但在纽约不是这样。
And many people, many kids drop out of school.
很多孩子没有办法完成高中学业。
Sometimes we drop out spiritually.
很多时候我们也是在属灵的事上我们退下来。
We quit before we finish.
我们还没结束，我们就已经退出去了。
Sometimes we take a wrong way.
有的时候因为我们走错了路。
The Bible says there's a way that seems right.
圣经上说有的路看起来像是对的。
But before you know it, it's the end is the way of death.
但是呢，你却不知道那个路的尽头是死亡。
It's a different way.
那是一个不同的路。
In Isaiah 35, we read about the king's highway.
我们读到以赛亚书说到神王的路。
It's the highway that leads to heaven, to Zion, to glory.
王的路是直直通到天上，进入他的荣耀。
And we need to stay on that way.
我们的责任就是要保守。自己在这条路上。
You might find an easier, quote unquote, easier way.
有的时候你会觉得你找到那个比较容易的路。
Where you don't need to be vigilant, you don't need to keep your garments white or your vessel filled.
在那个路上是比较容易的，好像你不需要保持自己被圣灵充满。
Where we can still go through the religious church activities.
我们还是去教会，经过各样的教会的活动。
As Brother Barnabas said before,
就像刚才我们领事的弟兄所说的。
The Lord said, "My preachers, my servants are dogs, mute dogs."
神说我的仆人，他们像那个笼子的狗。
They don't see how much they need me. They're going through the motions.
他们不知道他们真的需要什么，他们只是每天就是这样子例行公事的生活。
They're saying the right words and performing the right sacrifices.
他们说的话是对的，他们献上的祭也是正确的。
But their hearts aren't in it.
但是他的心没有。
Their hearts are far from me.
他们的心是远远离开我。
In Malachi, the Lord complained about His people and said, "It's better that you don't even come to your sacrifices."
马拉基书神说，你最好连祭都不要献上。
You're offering me leftovers.
因为你给我的是你剩下的。
I want your best.
我要的是你的最好。
I want your all.
我要你的全部。
I want your whole heart.
我要你的整个心。
I don't want some of you, I want all of you.
我不是需要你的一部分，我需要你的全部。
And if you give less than your all, then you're not giving what I deserve.
你若是给我是少部分的，那你没有给我我当得的。
And so I want to challenge myself as well as the rest of us.
所以早晨我挑战的是我自己还有在座的各位。
That we need to wake up.
我们需要醒过来。
It's high time, the Bible says, that we awaken out of our sleep.
我们是需要从我们的沉睡中醒过来。
And we need to stand firm.
我们要站立得稳。
We need to stand in these evil days.
我们在邪恶的时代里，我们要站立着。
Now, I want you to keep your Bibles close by.
我希望你的圣经是在你的身边的。
And if you don't feel like turning to all these Bible verses, I'm going to mention at least the references, and you might want to jot them down.
但我们要读一些的圣经，那如果你不方便翻，你起码要用笔记把它记下来。
Because what I say really doesn't matter a whole lot.
因为我说什么不是很重要。
What really matters is what God says, is what the Word of God says.
神的话怎么说的。
And so I want you to see from the Bible that what I'm trying to tell you this morning is necessary and critical for us in these last days.
所以要借着神的话，我要向你证明，在这个末后的时代，站立得稳是一件非常重要的事。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13, the Apostle Paul says to the church, to the Christians in Corinth, stand firm in the faith.
所以在哥林多前书16章13节，他说：“哥林多的教会要在你们的真道上，在信仰上站立得稳。”
And we all understand what that means, to stand firm.
我们都知道站立得稳是什么意思。
To be planted or rooted or grounded.
就是好像你的根基很稳固，像深深的扎在土里一样。
Now the faith, that word faith that's mentioned there is talking about the word of God or the truth of God, the whole body of scripture.
在这里讲到的这个faith是指到真理，讲到信心，整个神的话。
We have to stand firm in that faith, in that word of God that we have received.
所以我们要警醒在真道上站立得稳。In
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 15, the Apostle Paul writes to the church in Thessalonica,
在帖撒罗尼迦后书2章15节,
stand firm and hold fast to the teaching that we passed on to you.
所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训都要坚守。
Stand firm and hold fast.
在这里说要站立得稳，坚守。
It almost sounds like the Apostle Paul thinks there's a tsunami coming.
好像有一个大的那个台风或者是那个。
If a tsunami was coming, I don't think standing or holding would help me very much. If a tsunami was really coming, I could hold on to this pulpit all I wanted to, but I don't think it's going to help me too much.
如果海啸要来集席的时候，我想我就抱住了讲台也是站不稳的。
But in the spiritual tsunami that has come, we need to hold on to the truth of the Word of God.
但是当属灵的海啸来到的时候，我们可以握住主的话，坚定站立。
That suggests to us that we cannot be casual about it.
所以这些经节都提醒我们说，不可以随随便便的。
Here's the truth. I know it's my food that I need to nourish myself because if I don't eat, I'm going to get weak.
我知道圣经是属灵的话，我需要吃，不然我就会软弱。
But I'll eat on Sunday.
但是我主日吃就好了。
If you just eat on Sunday, you won't live long.
如果你只有主日吃主的话，你活不了太久的。
You can't be casual. You got to hold on to it every day. It's your bread.
我们不能随随便便的，要知道这是我每日的粮食。
In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 13.
马太福音第24章。
Jesus said that the one who stands firm to the end will be saved.
主耶稣说，在末后世代站立得稳的就必得救。
Now in that context, the verse right before it, the 12th verse, says that there will be in the last days an increase of wickedness, and because of the increase in wickedness, the love of many, or the NIV says most, will wax cold.
在这里这13节之前呢，12节说到，因为不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐的冷淡了。
Now I just ask you, is that true?
我问你们。 这是不是你的情形?
Is anybody, just by the show of hands, does anybody here agree with me? And if you don't, that's fine. But do you think that wickedness in our day and age has increased over the last 5 years?
在座的各位，我请问你，你们同意就举手，说在末后的世代，不法的事是不是一直在增加？
Now, let me ask you this. A lot of you lifted your hands, many of you, maybe most of you.
很多人都举手了，都同意了。
All of you that are awake lifted your hands.
起码醒着的人都举手了。
Now, let me ask you another question.
那我再问你们另外一个问题。
It says here, I just read it, it says in Matthew 24, because of the increase of wickedness, the love that people have for God, for the Word of God, for Jesus Christ, the love of many will grow cold.
在这里说，因为末后世代不法的事增多了，所以许多人的爱心就渐渐冷淡。
Now, don't raise your hand, but look at yourself. Don't look at the guy next to you or down the row.
不要看旁边的人，问问你自己，向着主的爱。
Is that true?
是不是真实的？
The wickedness has increased. Yeah, I got that. That's true.
我们都承认对不法的事增多了，这个我们都同意。
Is your love for Jesus Christ growing more and more?
但是第二个问题是，我们向着主的爱是增加了吗？
Have we been able to stand firm?
我们能够站立得稳吗？
In the days of the increase of wickedness?
当不法的事在增加的时候，
we can.
我们可以的。
Not because of who you are or because of the church you attend.
不是你去哪个教会的缘故，或是你是怎样的人。
You're standing firm in the faith.
我们是在信心里站。
You're holding on to the word of God.
我们抓住主的话。
You're being infused by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们得着圣灵的能力。
And I would say unequivocally that unless you are doing that, you will lose your first love.
我必须说，若你没有这样做，你一定会失去那个起初的爱。
Because of the increase of wickedness, it's not business as usual anymore.
因为你知道，不是万事没有改变，而是不法的事是一直在增加。
In Luke chapter 21 and verse 19. Jesus says, "Stand firm, and you will win life."
主耶稣说，站立得稳，你就得生命。
What do you want to win in this game?
所以你到底要在这场竞赛里得什么？
What do you want? $1 million before you're 25?
你是希望在25岁以前能够得到$1,000,000 吗？
You want your name in the who's who of American culture or Chinese culture?
或者是你的名字能够在那个有名的美国的那个 who's who 那本书上记载到。
What do we want? What are we winning? What do we want to win?
到底我们要得的是什么？
Whatever it is that you want to win, that's where you're pushing your efforts. That's what you're giving your time and attention to.
唯有你知道你到底要得着什么，你才知道把你的所有的精力时间花在什么事上。
Paul the Apostle said, I want to win Christ.
保罗的目标说，我要得着基督。
I want to be found in him, not having my own righteousness.
我要在他的里面找到我的义。
And so to that end, Paul said, everything else I counted all but garbage.
所以他说，我将万事都看作粪土。
All that I know, all of my upbringing and education and all of my abilities and talents, it's all garbage.
我所有的教育，我的背景，我的才干，全部是垃圾。
I counted all but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord.
我将万事都当作损失，当作粪土，唯有得着耶稣基督。
And so, if we stand firm in the faith, holding on to the word of God, we will one day win life. We will this day win life.
若是我们站在神的话上，在信心里坚定站立，我们会得着生命。
Jesus Christ has come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly.
主耶稣说，我来是叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
See, as the culture and as the days in which we live grow darker and more difficult to stand in, yet there is an available source and power that we can be overcomers.
是的，当这个世代是越来越邪恶，越来越困难的时候，但是有一条出路可以让我们做得胜者。
And so our desire is, oh, I hope I can make it to the end.
我的答案，我的欲望就是希望我能够成功的走到路中。
I don't know. I don't think I can. I can't live in California. California is bad. I have to move to Wyoming.
但是你知道要做得胜者很难的，在加州是太难了，我要搬到 Wyoming 去。
Or someplace else.
或者任何其他的地方。
Come to New York.
我到纽约来吧。
You're never going to find a place here in this life, in this earth.
在我们的一生里面，在这世上，你找不到一个地方。
But in the middle of the crooked and perverse generation, in the middle of the darkness, in the middle of the battle,
能够保证你得胜的，但是就是在你所在的邪恶的地方。
That's where Christ comes to help you to stand.
是基督能够帮助你站立得稳的地方。
His grace is sufficient for you.
因为他的恩典够我们用。
His strength is made perfect in your weakness.
他的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
But do you really want to win?
但是问题是说，真的想要得胜吗？
Do you really want to be an overcomer?
你真的要做得胜者吗？
Do you really want to breast the tape and cross the finish line and hear well done?
你真的想要说跑到路中，冲过那个最终的终点，然后神对你说你做得好。
Then it's going to take an application on your part from your life.
那在你的生活中就要有一些的实行。
In Ephesians chapter 6,
在以弗所书第六章。
I'm going to turn there so I could read them a few verses to you.
在这里有几节经节我要读给你们听。
In the 10th verse, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10, Paul says, Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power.
第六章第十节说，我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主依赖他的大能大力。
Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
做刚强的人要穿戴神所赐的全副军装就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
He then goes on to tell them that they're not fighting with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, and so you need to take unto yourself the armor of God.
所以继续讲到说，我们不是跟属血气的征战，乃是与空中有掌管幽暗世界属灵气的恶魔征战，所以你们要穿上全副的军装。
So that to the end that you might stand firm and having done all to stand.
所以你们能够在抵挡得住站立得稳。
So we have an available source.
所以这表示说呢，我们是有能够帮助我们的资源的。
Jesus is able.
主耶稣是能的。
The question is not can I, the question is do I want to or will I?
所以问题不是你能不能，而是你要不要。
In Revelation chapter 3,
在启示录第三章
The 11th verse we read that we are to hold on to what we have so that no man takes our crown.
他说要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
There are men and women too that will try to take your crown.
你知道在我们四周有男人有女人想要把我们的冠冕夺去的。
The Lord, the righteous judge, one day will give to every one of us who have overcome a crown.
公义的主有一天会按照我们的情形给我们冠冕。
Paul the Apostle said, I've finished my course, I've kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
所以保罗说这个当逃跑的路我已经跑尽了，所以有生命的冠冕为我存留。
But while we're down here in the battle, there are adversaries and forces that would like to rob you of your crown.
但是当我们奔跑的时候，这个征战中是有许多仇敌准备要夺我们的冠冕。
It must be that it's possible to be robbed of my crown if I'm admonished in the word of God to hold fast.
所以仇敌是没有办法抢夺我们冠冕，若是我们是持守着神的话语。
Now, if I'm holding fast and if I'm standing firm, then I've got no problems.
若是我站得很稳，我没有问题的。
When I get careless or when I get sidetracked or when I quit.
而是我不注意，或是我被分心了，或者我干脆就放弃了，那个时候被抢夺。
I am prey for the enemy. I'm vulnerable to his attacks.
在仇敌眼中，我是很容易被攻击的，我是他们的食物。
And so we need to be rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus.
所以我们必须在耶稣基督里站立得稳。
There are many ways that the Bible uses this, but I just chose three.
在圣经中有很多的地方讲到，但是我只选三处。
We need to stick to the doctrine.
我们必须在神的话上站立得稳。
Now, some people don't like doctrine.
很多人不喜欢神的话。
The teachings and tenets of the Word of God.
不喜欢听到人解释或教导神的话。
We need to understand this book.
但是我们必须要了解圣经。
Do you understand this book as much as you understand your engineering textbooks?
你对圣经的了解有没有像你对你的工程课的课本的了解程度？
Or whatever disciplines you like to study.
或者不管你的主修是什么。
You know, this book is more important than any book.
你知道这本书是比所有的书都重要。
The truths of this book are much, much more powerful than the truth of any other book.
这本书里面所有的真理是比所有世界上其他的书的真理还要宝贵。
We need to know what we believe.
我们需要知道我们到底信的是什么。
It's amazing to me how many people don't know the Bible.
有的时候我真的很惊讶，有这么多人对圣经真是不了解。
Did you ever watch the program on television called Jeopardy?
你有没有看电视上有个节目叫做 Jeopardy?
Dun 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 Okay, she knows it. You must know it too. Well, I once in a while I watch that.
偶尔我会看这个节目。
I have hardly a clue as to what they're trying to get at. I don't understand the questions. I don't know the answers. I know very little.
很多时候我看不懂那个题目，更不要讲那个答案了。因为我的知识非常有限。
I can't pronounce those names that they're asking about. I don't know what they're talking about.
我甚至连他们所提到的人名我都打不，我都发不出来那个声音。
But yet, before the thing is ding, they're answering the questions.
但是呢，很快他们都会按他们的铃说我要答了。
Can you give me 20 seconds to think about? No, they're bing, bing, boom.
我要说，哎，给我二十秒，让我想一想。但是这些参赛者一下就按铃了。
But then comes the category of the Bible.
然后突然有一个部分是考圣经知识。
All right, let's go.
所以我就摩拳擦掌，好了。
And I could go down that cat, boom, 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 no problem.
我每一个问题我都可以 boom, 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 就很快就答出来。
I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding. They ask the simplest questions, and these brainy people stand there like.
你知道很多他问的圣经问题都是非常的基本的很简单的但是这些有大头脑聪明的人那个参赛者都答不出来
Who was Noah's wife?
挪亚的太太是谁
They answered Joan of Arc
Are you serious?
I'm serious、
okay. 他们答说是 Joan of Arc
I mean they come up with this interesting stuff
他们有很多有创造性的答案。
And some simple things.
很多都是很简单的问题。
Because people don't know the Bible.
因为他们不认识圣经。
Now you're a Christian.
但是我们是基督徒。
This is your guidebook. This is your food. It's your life.
这是我们的食物，这是我们的生命。
And so we do know the doctrines, or don't we?
所以到底我们知不知道圣经里的教导
？You do know that you're saved.From your sin, don't you?
你知道你是从罪恶中被释放出来。
You do know that it's the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, that cleanses you from your sin. It's not because you were raised Christian.
你得救不是因为你从小在基督教的家庭长大，而是因为是神的儿子耶稣基督用他的宝血洁净你。
It's not because you come to conferences or go to church.
你得救不是因为你去教会或者来参加夏令会。
We need to know the doctrines, the simple doctrines of the Bible.
圣经中的基本真理我们必须认识。
We read that in the Bible says that deceivers in the last days, deceivers will increase.
我们知道圣经说在末后的世代有各样人的诡计和欺骗的法术。
Twisting and misusing scripture verses.
常常把真理那个扭曲了。
There was an atheist at one time.
有一个不信神的无神论者。
Addressing a group of people.
他对一群人演讲。
Evidently, these people didn't know their Bibles very well.
很明显的，在座的人都不是很了解圣经。
And the atheist told the people that even the Bible says that there is no God.
所以那无神论者说，甚至圣经都说没有神。
And he was right. The Bible does say there is no God.
神的确说是这没有神。
You ever read that in your Bible?
你们读圣经怎么有读到这句话？
Some of you are looking at me like, you know, you better get him out of here because he's not saying the right thing.
你们底下的人看着我，好像我脑子有问题，最好把我从台上踢下去。
Do you know what the Bible says before it says there is no God?
Say it again.
Do you know what the Bible says before it says that there is no God?
你知道在哪里圣经上讲到说没有神的前面一句话是什么
That's the second part of the verse. Do you know what the first part of the verse is?
这是有两节经节的第二节讲到没有神第一节是什么
Who knows? Tell me.
谁知道
He said, you what? 除我以外 That's right.
Aside from me, there is no God.
Oh, no, that's not right. That's true. That's true, but that's not the Bible verse.
She said, the foolish man says there's no God.
That's right. Oh, that is right. The fool hath said in his heart,
他说愚顽的人在他们心中说
there is no God.
没有神。
Well, so yeah, the guy was right. There is no God, but the fool is the one that says that.
对，没错，有人说没有神，就是愚顽的人才这么说的。
And sometimes you might hear things spoken that sound very plausible and good, and maybe even from the Bible.
所以有时候你听人讲的话好像很有道理，甚至人说是从圣经里出来的。
Did you know that the devil knows the Bible?
你知道仇敌啊，魔鬼对圣经是很熟悉的。
He knows the Bible better than most Christians know the Bible.
他对圣经了解度超过许多的基督徒。
We'll talk about this tomorrow. But did you know that the devil quoted the Bible to Jesus?
你知道魔鬼甚至用圣经来挑战耶稣。
As if to say, Jesus, if you really believe the Bible, then this is what you should be doing, because this is what the Bible says.
你若真的信圣经，那这圣经是这么说，那你就应该这么做。
See, the devil can twist everything up. People can twist everything up. And the Bible says that as Jesus' coming draws near, deceivers and twisters of the scripture will increase.
所以主耶稣说，当末后时代来到的时候，那个人的诡计和人的扭曲神的话不断的增加。
And so in Ephesians 4:14, we read that we are not to be tossed back and forth with every wind of doctrine by the cunning sleight of men.
所以以弗所书四章十四节说，不要再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
You ever been in the ocean and tossed around in the waves?
在海里游泳过，那个海浪将你带来带去。
Either swimming in it or standing in it, or maybe you're on a canoe or a boat of some sort.
也许你是在一个船上，或者你在里面，在海里行走，或在那里游泳。
That's what the Apostle uses that analogy. Don't get tossed all over the place.
所以保罗在这里就用那个比喻说，不要被那个浪摇来摇去。
That sounds good. This sounds good.
这个好像也蛮有道理，那个也蛮有道理。
I'm over here and I'm over here and I don't know where I am anymore.
好像你就被摇来摇去，飘来飘去，不知道自己在哪里。
We need to stand firm in the doctrine.
我们要在神的话语上站立得稳。
We need to know what we believe and why we believe it.
我们要知道我们信的是什么，为什么。
We need to reintroduce ourselves to the very fundamental truths of Scripture.
我们要不断地重新教导我们圣经里面的基要真理。
Modern Christianity, in my opinion, has graduated to the place, they think, where now we answer or try to answer unanswerable questions.
现代的基督学呢，基督教呢，我觉得我好像我们进入一个状态，就是我觉得我们现在也够成熟，已经毕业了，我们要上升了，所以我们要想来回答一些没有办法回答的问题。
And so we come up with discussions where there's really no answer in the Bible.
我们常常来讨论一些事情，在圣经里是没有答案的。
It's more important to understand the cross.
其实了解十架是更重要的。
The blood of Jesus.
认识基督的血是更重要的。
Justification by faith.
我们因信称义的真理是更重要的。
Sanctification.
我们得成圣。
It's more important to understand that than to know who the Antichrist is.
与其去想办法了解谁是那个敌基督，这些基要真理是更重要的。
Osama bin Laden or the Pope.
不管是天主教的教皇
or Saddam Hussein or this one or that one
或是这些异端的领袖
In my lifetime I've lived through more than a dozen antichrists
在我这一辈子里面好像已经超过十二个敌基督的出现了
And there'll be a dozen more before I die
在我死之前大概还会出现起码十二个
But what I need to do is learn the doctrine of the scriptures
对我来说重要的是认识圣经的真理
And Hebrews 13 verse 7The writer to the Hebrews says, Now I want you to remember your leaders who taught you the way of life and imitate them.
所以希伯来书十三章七节说，从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他，效法他们的信心。
Now, I've been around in your churches a long time.
我跟你们在一起很久了。
I've known your leaders a long time.
我认识你们的属灵的领袖很久。
And I'm not in your congregations every Sunday, but I've known them long enough.To know that they are safe guides and to imitate their not only teaching but their lives is important for us.
我在你们当中够久，我可以说我们当中有许多带领我们，你们可以效法他们的信心和行为。
Remember the words they spoke to you.
记得他们给我们的教导。
Remember the truths of Scripture that they carefully delineated to you week after week.
仔细的、留心的听，而且记得他们一周一周向着你们的教导。
They brought to you the way of life.
他们带给你们的是生命之道。
Now imitate their lives.
你们要效法他们的生命。
Follow that same pattern.
走在同样的路上。
The Apostle Paul said to Timothy, Timothy, the things that I'm committing to you, you take them and you commit them to other faithful men.
所以使徒保罗对提摩太说，我所教导的你的，你要教导那个能教导人的。
You know, it's good to look at your leaders.
所以看着带领你们的人。
And thank God for the safe guides that he has given to you.
为着他们所交付你们的真道要感谢神。
Who have committed to you that word of God.
那些将神的话带给你们的人。
And all of a sudden you'll hear somebody on the radio or television or who knows where and they'll come up with something completely different.
有的时候你不管在电视上或收音机上你突然就是听到有人有不知道从哪里来的教导。
Paul says, Timothy, they'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They want to hear something different.
所以保罗就对提摩太说这很多人的耳朵都发痒他们不喜欢听这个。
I don't want to hear about the cross or Jesus or his blood. I want to hear something new.
我不想再听到什么主耶稣的十字架他的保险我要听一些新鲜的。
Let's stand firm in the doctrines.
但是我们应当在这些正道上要站立得稳。
Paul said to Timothy, keep to the 2 Timothy chapter 1:13. Keep to the pattern of sound words.
所以保罗对提摩太在提摩太后书一章十三节讲到说你要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心守着你从我听见纯正话语的规模。
Timothy, of course, was a young pastor, a young man growing up. Paul was his teacher.
提摩太的老师就是保罗。
Stick to the pattern.
所以他跟他说你要牢牢守住那个纯正话语的规模。
We flew in from New York yesterday.
昨天我们从纽约飞来。
And I guess when you get close to LAX, there's a flight pattern.
当你越靠近中洛杉矶机场的时候那个飞行它有它的轨道
Sometimes you have to go past the airport and come in from the back door
很多时候呢你要必须绕过洛杉矶然后再从东边往西开
Sometimes they take you in another little way you go out of the way to get to where you're supposed to get
有的时候你会觉得好像你必须绕一大圈才能降落在机场
They do that, the pilots do that because they've been given the pattern from the flight control
驾驶员这么做因为那个控制塔台告诉他们怎么样飞行。
I don't want my pilot to say, I know a shortcut.
我不希望我的驾驶员突然间说 you know, 有一条捷径。
I'm not going all the way out over the Pacific to come back to, no, I'm not doing that, I'm going right in.
我不要从这样的飞到太平洋上再转回来我就要直接进机场。
Well, he might be going right in when there's another plane going right out.
他这样进来的时候可能正好另外一个飞机正在起飞。
Before you know it, all of us will be going right down.
那我们全部都一起掉下去。
Stick to the pattern.
要牢牢守住那个话语的规模。
This pattern, I don't know, this is outdated. You know how long ago this book was written? This is outdated.
你知道这本书已经写了多少年了吗？它已经过时了。
We don't do that anymore in 2015. We got a new pattern.
现在是2015年了，没有人这样生活的，我们也有一个新的方法了。
Our pattern says we don't need to pray anymore.
我们现在新的规定是说不用祷告了。
You just tell the Lord what you want and
就是告诉神你要什么。
There it is. He'll give it to you.
马上他就给你的。
That's my pattern.
这是我现在生活的方式。
Paul says, forget your pattern. Stick to the one that I gave you.
保罗说不要创造新的方式，要牢牢守住我所给你纯正话语的规模。
Stick to the doctrine.
守住神的道。
Some of you maybe, I don't know, maybe some of you here are seamstresses.You make clothes.
哦，也许你我们当中有些人是会做衣服的。
My mother used to do that.
我母亲是这样子。
Did anybody here do that? You go to the store and you buy a pattern.
你知道要做衣服的时候，你要到店里去买那个。
This is for the old timers.
买他那个模板。
Nobody here under 50 does this or has ever done.
五十岁以下的人恐怕都不知道这怎么做的。
But you get a pattern and it's like crepe paper, a piece of paper, and then you cut the material.
你不仅是有那个模板，而且还有一张纸，然后你就沿着那个模板来剪。
Now what happens if you know I don't want the pattern?
那你想，如果你要做衣服，你就把那个模板丢掉。
You look about this big and that wide. Let's just cut here.
你看看，如果你的身材大概是这样的，我就这样剪一剪。
You'll be trying to put your head through the sleeve.
也但是不小心，你可能就把头就从袖口穿过去。
You gotta stick to the pattern.
所以你必须要一个模板。
And the word of God is a pattern.
神的话语就是我们的模板。
Hebrews 2:1, we read that we're to pay careful attention to what we have heard and don't drift away from it.
希伯来书第二章一节说，我们要郑重所听见的道，恐怕我们随流失去。
It's so easy to drift.
随流失去是很容易。
You don't even know you're drifting when you drift.
很多时候我们在被带走的时候都不晓得我们被带走。
Until it finally dawns on you, hey, I'm not anywhere where I started. I drifted.
一直到你突然警觉过来说，哎，我离我原来的地方很远了。
Sometimes you drift off into sleep.
有的时候我们漂流漂流就沉睡。
You don't even know you're going there.
你都不知道你正要打瞌睡，正要睡着了。
But when they say let's stand and sing together, you realize you've been there.
但是当你听到李慧说我们一起站起来唱这首诗歌，你就晓得说哦，我刚才睡着。
I remember going in Puerto Rico one time. I went into the water, into the ocean.
有一次我去波罗里克 in the ocean. Wait, say what?
Yeah, in the ocean side. Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And I was in the water.
Oh, 我在海里。
We were playing around in the waves.
Oh, 我们在海里，然后有浪， 我们在那里骑浪。
There's a current.
然后有一个水流经过，暗流经过。
We didn't even sense or feel it that we were being moved a little bit. And then you jump up with the wave, and you're a few inches off.
我们在那里骑浪跳浪的时候， 不知道在我们脚底下有一股暗流经过， 所以我每次跳我们就被移动一点。
It was nice. We came in the water right there. Was my family right there in front of us. We went in the water and finished swimming and came out and... Who took my family?
我的家人都在岸上，然后我们就到水里去，明明是对着他们的，然后我们跳跳跳，骑骑浪，等到我再回到岸上，我的全家都不见了。
There's a lady and two kids, but that's not my wife.
那里有一个女人带着两个孩子，真的不是我的太太跟孩子。
Isn't it amazing that my wife and family moved?
我说，哦，他们怎么移动了呢？
No, they didn't move, I did.
没有，他们没动，动的是我。
I drifted.
我被带走了。
And now, oh, down there, oh, there they are.
然后仔细看，哦，他们在那。
And you don't even recognize it when it's happening until it's happened.
你甚至这些事情发生的时候，你都不会知道的。
And that's why I said before, we need to be careful. We need to be proactive.
所以我们必须要非常的小心和谨慎。
We need to pay careful attention to the things that we hear, lest we drift away.
我们要注意我们所听见的，不然的话我们就随流失去了。
And so in Jude Verse 3, it says that we are to contend for this faith that was once delivered to the saints.
所以在犹大书第三节讲到说，要为以前一次交付给圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。
So stand firm in the doctrine.
所以要在神的话语上站立得稳。
Study this book.
读，研读这本书。
Yes, the church will help you, but take it upon yourself.
是的，教会有读经的聚会，但是你自己要读。
Read the Bible.
读神的话,
Meditate on the word of God.
默想神的话,
Give yourself wholly to these truths.
把你自己完全的给神的话语,
because there's a lot of mixed up error in teaching.
因为在世上有许多错误的教导。
And the best way to know the error is to learn the truth.
怎么样辨别什么是错误的教导呢? 就是认识真理。
And maybe before we move on, I should say this.
在我们继续讲下去之前，我要先说这件事。
A lot of people are into learning everything about everybody's doctrine. Let's learn everything that the Mormons know. Let's learn everything that Jehovah's Witnesses know. Let's learn everything that this people and these people and those people know. And there's nothing per se wrong with that.
有的人有一个这个想法，就是说让我把每一个宗教的真理都搞清楚。摩门教讲什么？这个那个。 Mormons and what's the other thing? Oh, 耶和华见证人会讲什么？
Pick a half a dozen of them.
Yeah, 有很多各种的教导，让我都搞清楚。
There's nothing wrong with it, but to understand the error, I don't need to learn the error. I just need to know the truth.
这不是什么错误的事，但是你知道要怎么样帮助我们辨别什么是错误的，就是认识真道。
And if I know the truth, then the error becomes very apparent.
当我认识真道的时候，任何错误教训来的时候，我很容易分辨的。
So when the Jehovah's Witnesses tell me that Jesus was a God with many other gods, Jesus was just one of the bunch.
所以当耶和华见证人会来跟我说，你知道耶稣只是众神中的一位的时候，
I don't scratch my head and say, oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah, it says it right in the Bible, John 1, and they'll read it to you.
Oh, 我就不需要抓他讲头，说，哎，我不知道是什么，但是我就可以翻到约翰福音告诉他。
But because I know the truth.
因为我认识真理。
Because I know what the Bible says, I know that that is error.
我知道圣经怎么说的，我就立刻能辨认这是错误的教导。
They say that tellers in a bank.
就好像在银行里面的那个银行员，
they don't show them every kind of counterfeit bill that possibly could be passed on.
你在训练他如何辨别钞票的时候，你不需要给他看各种的假钞。
They familiarize them with the real bill.
你真的要训练他们知道一摸什么是真钞的感觉。
That color green and that pattern and that insignia, they make sure that they're very familiar with what those real things look like.
重要的训练方式是让他们认识真钞是什么样子。
So that when they get a fake bill, oh, they know that right away.
当他们一碰到假钞的时候，他就能分辨。
I don't know why they take and go like this with every time I give them a 20.
我不知道为什么他们每次这样看。
I guess they're looking for something in the grain of the paper.
好像他们要在这个钞票中找什么错误。
And so far, so good.
现在每一次我的20元都通过的。
They know the error because they know the truth.
他们能辨别，因为他们知道真钞长什么样子。
In our daily manner of living, in our practical manner of living, we also need to stand firm.
除此之外，第二件事就是在我们的生活上要站立得稳。
Now, we get the understanding of how we live by the doctrine that we understand from the Word of God.
因为我们认识神的话，所以我们就知道怎么样生活。
But it's not enough just to know the doctrine.
但是光光有知识是不够的。
You can have your head filled with the doctrine.
你的头脑可以充满了神的话语。
You can know the truth so much, it's so packed in there, you know it all.
你可以知道很多很多真理，胀满了你的头。
Your head gets so filled and so heavy that you walk around like this.
你的知识太多了，以至于头太重了，走路就像那个样子。
It has to get down from our head, the doctrine, and it needs to get down into our hands, in our feet, in our mouth, and in our lives.
神的真理必须从我们的头一直到下来，应用到我们的手、我们的脚、我们的生命里。
It's easy to be influenced by the culture around us.
是我们是很容易受文化影响。
There was a true story, a woman that just had gotten married and.It was a family tradition that at the holiday time she would make a ham.
有一个女子呢，刚结婚，是 her family or her husband's family?
Her family.
她的家里有这么一个传统，就是每次假期的时候要她自己烤一个火腿。
And so she went out to the store with her husband and they went shopping and they bought a ham.
所以他们就去买了一个火腿回来。
And before she put the ham into the oven, she cut the ends off of the ham.
那在她烤之前呢，她就把那个头尾都切掉。
And the husband said, why did you do that?
他的先生就问他说，你为什么把头尾给切了？
She said, no, I don't know, but that's the way my mother always used to do it.
我不知道，我妈都是这么做的。
And so, I mean, it wasn't a big deal, but it was just something that they were concerned or interested in. And so, one day they saw the mother, the wife saw her mother.
这件事情很小，不过呢，他们只是很好奇。有一天呢，他们遇见了他的母亲。
And said, Mama, why do you always cut the ends of the ham off before you put it into the oven?
他就问妈妈说，为什么每次你烤那个火腿的时候都把头尾给切掉呢？
And Mama said, well, I don't know, my mother used to do that all the time.
妈妈说，我也不知道，我的母亲以前就是这
样。 Well, Grandma was still alive.
还好外婆还活着。
And so one day when the wife saw Grandma, she said, Grandma, why do you always cut the ends of the ham off?
所以这个新婚的孙女呢，有一天就问外婆说，哎，外婆为什么每次你把头尾都切掉呢？
And Grandma said, because I had to make it fit into my pan.
Grandma 就外婆就说，因为我那个烤盆太小了，所以把头尾切掉才能装进去。
See, sometimes we do things we don't know why we do them.
很多时候我们做一些事情，我们都不知道为什么我这么做。
We do them because everybody does it.
我们这样做，因为大家都这么做。
Everybody does it that way.
大家都是这么做的。
And so we do it that way too, without even thinking about it. That's just what everybody does.
所以想都不用想，因为别人这么做，我就这么做。
If you're going to live your life just the way everybody else does, you're going to wind up in the wrong path.
你若是你的生活的选择都是看别人怎么生活，你怎么做，有一天你会走上错误的路。
Right, everybody does that. Everybody thinks that. Everybody.
大家都这么做，大家都这么想，大家都是这样子。
Well, not everybody. What does it say here? Well, I don't read this book. I don't really know what the doctrine says. I just follow what everybody does.
不要想别人怎么做，圣经怎么说？你说哦，我不管别人就这么做，我不在乎圣经怎么说。
In Romans chapter 12, the first two verses, the Apostle Paul says there that we are not to let the world squeeze us into its mold.
罗马书十二章第二节，保罗说：“不要效法这个世界。”
Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
而是要心意更新而变化。
If I had some Play-Doh up here this morning, I would squeeze it and I could mold it and make it into whatever I want to make it.
当我们手中有粘土的时候，我们可以施压在粘土上，让它成为某一个形状。
Because that Play-Doh is impressionable, it's soft.
因为粘土是很柔软的。
You can make it do whatever you want to make it do.
我们可以把它改成各样的形状，照我们的意思。
Your mind, we're all...To some extent, soft.
你知道我们的心思，我们这个人在某种程度上说是柔软的。
We can be shaped and we can be molded.
我们是可以被磨成特别的各种的形状样式的。
It starts with the mind.
一切都从我们的心思开始。
Thoughts that are introduced.
所以呢，思想是被。
You know, the Bible says, there's going to come a day where they call good evil and they call evil good.
圣经告诉我们说，会来到一个时候，对的事情是叫错的，邪恶的事情是叫做良善的。
I think we're there.
我想我们今天就活在那个时代。
I think there are a number of examples I could give you where society will call it good and the Bible would say it's evil.
我想我可以给你们很容易的举证，圣经所说是邪恶的事，在今天我们的世代被承认是好的，是对的。
Let's put it to a referendum. Let's see what the American public will vote on. And if we'll go along with whatever they say.
我们常常就做一个调查，做一个普查，然后看人民百姓怎么说。
Boo. No. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, I'm on this side. No, we're not going to go along with what everybody says.
不是的, 我们不是按照多数人的意见来决定的。
We can't just do it because the people say to do it.
我们不能因为大家都这么说, 要这么做,
我们就这么做。 Our living has to reflect the doctrine of the Word of God that we believe, and we need to stand firm in our manner of living.
我们的生命, 生活应该反映神的话是怎么说的, 我们要站在神的话, 站立得稳。
2 Corinthians chapter 6, the last verse, says that we are to come out from this world and be separate from it and not touch the unclean thing.
零后六章十七节说到, 你们务要从他们中间出来, 与他们分别, 不要沾不洁净的物, 我就收纳你们。
We're to cleanse ourselves from everything that defiles.
所以我们要将我们自己从一切不洁的事物中分别出来。
Now, that takes diligence and application.
这需要非常的勤快的。
If we're just going to mosey down the world's road, if we're just going to live and let live, we're going to wind up in the wrong path.
我们若是随随便便, 随意生活, 有一天我们就走上错误的路。
We're going to be squeezed into the wrong mold.
我们会被四周的压力和文化影响磨成不对的形状。
Our minds have to be transformed by the Word of God.
我们的心思要被神的话更新而变化。
So that our thinking is filtered through the Scriptures, not through CNN or Fox News.
我们的思维, 我们的思想要经过神的话来洗净, 而不是电视上新闻上怎么说。
The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God.
在神来看,
the natural mind cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness to him.
天然人的思想是没有办法领受神的话。在神看，在他们看神的话是愚拙的。
It doesn't have anything to do with intellect.
这跟我们的, 智商是没有关系的。
It has to do with enlightenment.
而是启示。
And that's why what Brother Z read last night from Revelation, where that one church was blind, that they didn't see it, they didn't know it, they needed eye salve, they didn't realize it.
昨天晚上史蒂翁讲到老底家教会，就讲了他们的眼睛是瞎眼的，他们看不见，所以他们需要向神买眼药，让他们能看见。
In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8, Paul says to the Ephesians, "You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Now live as children of light."
以弗所书5章8节说，从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
Live what you profess.
所以你口里承认的，你就要活出来。Gandhi
said one time,
甘地曾说过,
to other Christians, "You're Jesus I like, but you Christians, I don't understand."
他说：“我喜欢你们的基督，但是对你们这些基督徒，我不明白。”
I don't understand how you can say that you're a disciple and a follower of Jesus Christ and you don't do the things that He says.
我不知道你们怎么能说你们是基督的跟随者，因为你们的生活不像。The
way that you live belies the fact that you're really not a follower.
你的生活方式证明一件事，就是你不是跟随基督的。And
Jesus ran across that same bunch, the same people. Jesus came across people that said, "With your lips, you say a lot of things, but in your practice, in your life, you deny me."
主耶稣也说一样，你们用嘴唇来恭敬我、亲近我，但是你们的心远离我，你们的生活与不像。
And so we need to stand firm in the manner of living in the days that we live.
所以在今天这个时代活着的时候，我们必须在我们的生活上坚定站立。
In Titus chapter 2, verse 12, we read that the grace of God teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts.
在提多书里面讲到，教训我们要除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲， 在今世自守公义。
And to live righteously and soberly and godly in this present evil age.
在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
Stand firm in the way that you live.
在你的生活方式上要站立得稳。
And lastly or thirdly, in the time of temptation, we are to stand.
最后一点也是第三点，就是要在面对试探的时候站立得稳。
The enemy will transform himself, it says in 2 Corinthians 11:14, into an angel of light.
你知道，在灵后十一章讲到说，撒旦会化妆成光明的天使。
The enemy will attempt to cause you to fail and miss the mark.
仇敌会要你失败、跌倒、离开道路。
Temptations are designed attempts to cause you to fall.
试探的目的只有一个，就是让你跌倒。
And the enemy is, well, that's his job.
这就是仇敌的最重要的工作。
In Ephesians 6, we're told to put on the armor of God so that we can stand against those tricks.
所以以弗所书六章才说要穿上全副的军装，使我们站立得稳。
In James 4, 7, we read that we are to resist the devil and he will flee from us.
在雅各书四章说要抵挡仇敌，他们就会逃跑。
In 2 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul said, I'm surprised that you are so soon moved away from the simplicity that is in Christ.
在灵后，他讲到说，我很惊讶，你们这么快就偏离了真道。
So, not only in our day, but in every day, the enemy has been about to try to tempt and allure people to go astray.
所以我们知道，不仅是在我们这个时代，而且在每一个时代，仇敌就是要我们偏离真道。But
let's stand.
但是我们要做的就是站立得稳。
Let's stand true doctrinally, practically, in the face of temptation.
在神的话语上站立得稳，在生活上站立得稳，在面对试探的时候站立得稳。
If you hold firm to the end, you'll receive the crown of life.
若是你站立得稳，你最后会得到生命的冠冕。
Now this is individually and it also is collectively.
这不仅是我们个人。 适用，而是全体也适用。
In Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, the Apostle Paul there talks to people in the church at Philippi that he calls enemies of the cross of Christ.
在腓立比书里面，保罗讲到那个基督的仇敌，就是十架的仇敌。
Right in the church of Philippi.
这是在腓立比的教会。
Tares growing up among the wheat.
很多的那个
Tares, weeds growing up in the middle of the wheat.
麦子和麦子一起生长。
Wolves in the midst of the sheep.
然后在羊群中呢，有狼的存在。
You have that picture all through the Bible.
这样的景象你在整本圣经中不断地看见。
That's the way it is, and that's the way it was in Philippi. They were enemies of the cross of Christ. Their God was their belly, just their appetites, their fleshly appetite.
在腓立比书，他们讲到他们的教会情形，他们的神就是他们的肚腹，他们都是基督十架的仇敌。
They had their minds set on earthly things, not heavenly things.
他们心中所在意的是地上的事，而不是天上的事。
He says they gloried in their shame.
所以呢，他们的荣耀是他们的羞耻。To
the Galatians, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Galatia 5:7. He said, "Now something has cut in on you. You were running well, but now something's hindered you."
在加拉太书也一样，在这里的教会，保罗说到什么事情发生了，来影响到你们。
It's possible that we could get tricked.
你知道，我们很容易就中计的。
That's why the call to stand firm.
所以才要我们站立得稳。
In Ephesians chapter 2, you've left your first love.
在以弗所书第二章, 特别讲到他们离弃了起初的爱。
That's Revelation 2:4 in Ephesus. In Sardis, Revelation 3:1, you have a name that you are alive, but you're dead.
然后讲到在启示录也讲到说那个撒底的教会，你暗名是活着，其实是死的。
And so we understand from the Bible and many other places also that the possibility, the potential is there.
所以你若是读圣经，你看到那个可能，那个潜能，让我们失败是存在的。
But as the writer writes to the Hebrews, and he says, "But I'm persuaded better things of you."
但是呢，在希伯来说，保罗作者说到，我相信。
We are not of those that draw back unto perdition, but we are those that believe to the saving of the soul.
我们不是退后以致跌倒沉沦的，乃是进前得生命的。
And Paul said, "I'm persuaded. I'm confident that's your case."
保罗说，我相信这是你们的情形。And
I'm confident that's your case too.
因此，我也确定这是在座各位的情形。But
they needed, the Hebrews needed the encouragement.
在那时候，希伯来人需要这样的鼓励。They
needed the reminders.
他们需要有人这样提醒。They
needed to understand that they were in a conflict and in a fight.
他们要认识说，他们活在征战里面。They
needed to understand that they were going to face opposition, and unless they were willing to face it, they weren't going to go through it.
他说要他们知道要面对的是征战，他们要认识这件事情，才能够让他们成功的经过。They
needed to keep their eyes on Jesus, the author and also the perfecter of their faith.
他们必须仰望为他们信心创始成终的耶稣。In
Jude, the 24th verse, it says that he is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless.
犹大书告诉我们，他可以保守我们不致跌倒。
He who has begun a good work and you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ, we read in Philippians 1:6.
在腓立比书一章第六节讲到说，那个在我们心里动了善功的必定成全之。
In Romans 8:37, we read that we are more than conqueror through him who loved us.
罗马书也告诉我们，靠着基督，我们是得胜有余了。
And so we're thankful this morning.
所以早晨我们心里要充满了感谢。
That not only does the Bible warn us about what might be, and especially as the days grow closer to the Lord's return.
圣经不仅告诉我们，当主耶稣要回来之前，这段最后的日子是怎么样的光景。
We don't have to fear the battle or fear the conflict.
我们不要害怕征战的事。
It's kind of like, you remember David and Goliath?
记不记得大卫和哥利亚？
That's a story everybody knows.
大家都知道大卫打哥利亚的事。
One little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round.
就一个石头放在机旋上转啊转啊。
Wee, boom.
飞出去
and the giant came tumbling down. You remember that story?
那个巨人就倒下来了。大家记得这首儿歌吗？
Well, you know, David went out to feed his brothers, bring them Chick-fil-A or whatever he was bringing for them.
在打仗的时候呢，大卫是去看他在军队中的哥哥带食物给他们吃。
And he gets out to where his brothers were and he drops off the sandwiches or the lunch and he hears Goliath down there in the valley.
他把食物送去之后，他突然听到有这个巨人在山谷中大声叫喊。
Defying the armies of the Lord.
叫战，然后羞辱耶和华的军队。
You know, that should get under your skin. When you hear the things of this world and the people of this world and the mores of this world defiling the kingdom of God and besmirching the kingdom of God, that should incite you.
当我们活在这个时代，听到人向神的军队、向神的国度挑战的时候，我们应该有类似的反应。
And the only thing God's people were doing, they was laying in their tents because they were afraid.
大部分的那个时候在打仗的人都躲在帐篷里。
Sad commentary on the Church of Jesus Christ today is too many are laying in their tents afraid.
今天基督教最大的软弱就是许多人都留在帐篷里不出来。
Go out to the battle, but he's big, it's formidable. I don't know.
你上了战场一看，哇，他实在太大了，我不晓得。
9 feet 9 inches tall.
他是九尺九寸高啊。
I'm 4 foot 11.
我只有四尺十一。
What are my chances against him?
我能够胜他的几率有多大
？Well, a lot of it has to do with your attitude and your mindset.
很多时候，我们的心思、心态决定一切。
The Apostle Paul said, "Nothing's going to separate me from the love of Christ, and there's no demon in hell, there's no power on earth that's able to stop me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me."
保罗说，没有任何事能够让我与基督的爱隔绝。靠着他加给我力量的，我凡事都能做，而且得胜有余。
And when David heard Goliath defying the armies of the living God, who is this uncircumcised Philistine?
对，当大卫听到哥利亚在那里羞辱耶和华军队的时候，他说：“这是哪个没有受割礼的野人？”
Never in that story do you find David once referring to Goliath as the giant or the champion.
你看到他每次提到哥利亚，他从来没有说那个伟人、那个巨人。
That's what everybody else was calling. He's a giant. He's a champion.
其他的人眼中都是这么看、这么讲的。
David didn't see him as that. David saw him as an uncircumcised Philistine.
但是在大卫的眼中，他不过是一个未受割礼的非利士人。
I'm not going to let this happen. I'm not going to let him defy the armies of the Lord. Let me at him.
我绝对不会容许他羞辱耶和华的军队的。让我来对付他。
And everybody around him, his own brothers, the king, oh, you can't, you're just a boy, what do you think you are? You can't do this.
上从君王下到他的兄弟都说，你不过是一个孩子，你怎么能做这样的事？
And David said, I can't so. I'm not going to let him get away with this. I'm going to take my stand in these evil days against the Goliath that faces me.
大卫说，我可以的，我要在这个邪恶的时代站住，面对向着我们挑战的仇敌。
Because I know that when God's spirit comes upon me, I know what I'm capable of. I remember the bear, I remember the lion, I ripped him up with my bare hands. I know what God can do.
我知道神能做什么。当神的灵降在我身上，神能做的事是什么？我曾经对付过熊，对付过狮子，我可以亲手裂开他们的嘴巴。我知道神的灵能做什么。
And if God before us, who can be against us?
若是神帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们？
And so you remember how he tried the armor of Saul, didn't work.
所以你记不记得那个扫罗王就把他的全身的盔甲来给他穿，也太重了，不行。
Goes down to the brook and he takes 5 stones.
所以呢，他就脱下一切到溪流里找了五个平滑的石头。
Why five stones? Because he thought he was going to miss.
为什么要五个石头？难道他想他会第一个就打不中吗
？I don't know why five, but I know Goliath had 4 brothers.
He did. Okay. 我不知道五个石头，不然我知道，因为哥利亚还有四个兄弟。
I don't know if I can remember Ishbibenob or something like that. Lami, Saf, four brothers.
所以那个巨人哥利亚有四个兄弟。
Unfortunately, Goliath does have brothers still today.
不幸的，你知道，今天我们面对属灵的哥利亚也有兄弟的。
And we go from victory to victory.
我们要一仗一仗都要打胜。
Victory over Goliath, and then Saph, you're next, and then Lami, you're next.
所以我们要知道，我们不仅要胜过哥利亚，还要胜过他的众兄弟。
Conquering and to conquer.
要得胜有余。
Third way the Bible puts it is from strength to strength.
圣经上讲到就是力上加力。
Your Christian life is not a roller coaster.
我们基督徒生活可不是坐摩天轮。
It's a victory to victory. It's a conquering and to conquer.
而是力上加力，胜上加胜。
And so David took that sling and he wound up and he let that stone fly and boom, there went Goliath down.
所以大卫就甩了他的石头飞出去，就打中了哥利亚的额头，哥利亚就倒下来。
Because he knew that his God was able.
因为大卫知道他的神无所不能。
He never felt strong or sufficient in his own strength.
靠他自己力量，他从来不觉得自己够强壮。
None of us are strong and sufficient in our own strength.
没有我们一个人是够强壮。
None of our churches are strong and sufficient.
也没有任何一个教会是够强壮的。
I can't stand in any of these ways in my own strength.
靠着我自己的力量，我完全站立不住。
But with Jesus.
但是当我有主耶稣。
With His Word.
有他的话语
By his spirit,
借着他的圣灵
I can stand in the evil days.
我可以在邪恶的时代站住
You can stand in the evil days.
你也可以在邪恶的时代里站住
We can be overcomers in the evil days.
我们可以在邪恶的时代里做得胜者
It is through him who loved us.
是借着那爱着我们的人
I don't know how many of you have gone scuba diving.
我不知道有多少人曾经去潜水
Anybody here ever jump off the side of a boat and into the water and go way down?
你们有没有这经验站在船的尾端然后跳下去沉到海的深处
Now, if you tried to go scuba diving
那你试着这样做
without the tanks on your back
若是你没有那个氧气桶
and that,
还有那个管子、
that little air hose that you can breathe through
那个放氧气的管子插在你的嘴巴里
and you went down, I don't know how many feet how long would you last?
如果你跳下去你能在里面多久啊
Not very long.
不会太久。
I'm not talking about snorkeling where you just put your face in the water.
我不是说在水面上飘看那个鱼。
See, because
你是飘在水面上。
You are a creature that breathes air.
因为我们是那个要呼吸的动物。
And way down under the water, there's not a whole lot of air for you to breathe.
当你在水的深处是没有办法呼吸的。
And so what you need to do is strap onto yourself a little bit of the atmosphere where you live so that when you invade the other world, you can still live.
所以你必须带着氧气筒，就是带着平常你所需要围绕你的空气呢，到那个敌人的境地去。
And so you get the atmosphere that you live in, you get the air tanks, and you get the mouthpiece, and you go way down, and you have a great time down there in that other world.
所以你带着那个氧气筒到海底深处的时候，你可以非常的开心的。
You enjoy it, you thrive down there.
你可以很享受在海底的世界的。
And then you come up again, and then you get another tank, and you get refortified, and you arm yourself again to go back down, if you care to, into the other world. You don't dare do without your tank.
你就再过一会儿，你就浮上水面，再换一个氧气筒，或多打点气，你再下去到海底的世界。你绝对不敢到那个海洋世界，没有带着你自己需要的空气。
The Bible tells us that we are in this evil world, but we are not of it.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，活在这个邪恶的世界里，但是我们却不属于这个世界。
We do not walk to the beat of their drum.
所以我们不要随着他们的音乐起舞。
We do not breathe their air.
我们不吸他们的。
We do not think their thoughts.
我们不思想他们的思想。
Because all the stuff of this present age is evil, the Bible says.
因为这个世代所充满的都是邪恶。
And we've been called to come out of this world.
我们已经被神召出来了。
To be separate from it.
与这个世界分别的。
But Jesus made it clear to his disciples, I don't want to take you out of this world, but I want to be with you in this present evil world.
但是主耶稣对门徒讲得很清楚，我没有意思要你们从世界里出来，而是说我要与你们一同在这个世界。
So although your citizenship is already in heaven where Christ is seated, I want you down here on this earth but I'm going to equip you with your own set of tanks.
我知道我们给你的天国的国民权，你们是天国的子民，但是我要你们活在这个地上，而我要装备你们，让你们能得胜。
Don't you dare go live in that atmosphere of that world without what I equip you with on your back.
所以你们不要进到世界里，在那个邪恶的气氛里面活着，而没有我给你们的工具。
Or in your heart, or in your mind.
没有我给你们的装备，在你们的心思，在你们的心里。
So I give to you my word.
所以我把我的话给你们。
You've got to put that word of God in your heart.
你必须把我的话放在你的心里。
You've got to hide it in there. You've got to fill yourself with it.
你要把我的话藏在你的心里，你要让你的心思充满我的话。
You don't dare go out into that world without being armed and panoplied by the word of God.
没有被神的话语充满的话，你不要敢进到世界里。
You have to have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
你必须要有圣灵的宝剑，就是神的话。
And so I'll send you out into your work, into your school, into the environment of this world. But don't go without my word.
主耶稣说，我打发你到工作的场所去，到学校里去，到你的生活里去，但是没有带这个话不能去。
And I'll give you something to breathe also. I'll give you good air to breathe.
而且我还给你好的空气。
Breathe in the life of my Holy Spirit.
呼吸于我的圣灵。
Live by my Spirit.
靠着我的圣灵生活。
Be filled with my Spirit.
被我的圣灵充满。
Because if you breathe the pollution of this world, you're going to be polluted along with it. But I want to give you something pure and clean.
因为你若呼吸这个世界已经被污染的空气，你就会被污染。我要给你的是纯净的。
So, child of the kingdom, be filled with the Spirit.
所以国度的子民啊，要被圣灵充满。
And as Jesus said, his last words to his disciples, he said, and lo, I'm with you always.
记得主耶稣对他们最后的教导吗？说我会常与你们同在。
I'm with you always even unto the end of this age.
直到世界的末了。
You and I have the privilege to strap on and to have with us.
因此你我都有这个权利能够靠着神装备自己。
Jesus and his power.
主耶稣他和他的能力是我们的装备。
The word of God.
神的话是我们的装备。
Less of myself.
我要不断的减少。
More of him.
他要不断的增加。
Filled with his spirit.
被他的灵充满。
We lift up our hands and we open our hearts.
我们把我们的手打开，我们的心敞开。
To be filled with Christ.
要让基督充满我们。
Now, you know this already, but there are more of their soldiers than our soldiers.
我想你们都知道，仇敌的军队是比我们的军队多的。
I don't know where you work or what school you go to, but I dare say you're in the minority.
我不知道你去哪个学校，在哪个公司上班，不过我知道一定呢，你是在其中是属于少数。
I don't think I'd overstate it if I would say you're in the vast minority.
你恐怕是绝少数的。
But that's okay.
但是没有关系的。
Because with you,
因为有你
and God,
加上神
you're no longer in the minority.
你再也不是少数的
Now you're in the overcoming majority.
而是一个大多数
You and Christ, Christ and you.
基督与我们在一起
He is able to rise you above.
他能够把我们举起
He is able to give you the victory.
他能够让我们得胜
He is able to give you the grace that you need to stand.
他给我们足够的恩典让我们站立得稳
And it's the only way that we're going to get to the other side.
这是我们唯一能够达到彼岸的办法
Let me close with one more story.
我末了再说一个故事
There was a man in the Civil War, a major in the Civil War. Major, his last name was Whittle, W-H-I-T-T-L-E.Major Whittle.
在南北战争的时候有一个将军他的名字叫 Whittle.
He was a Christian man, a godly man.
他是一个很敬虔的基督徒。
And then he was telling the story after the Civil War had ended.
当征战结束之后他讲这个故事。
How he and just a few other soldiers were guarding this large depot of ammunition.
他说他跟一群军队在看管那个军械那个器他们的军械。
The enemy was aware of their place, their position.
仇敌很知道他们这些所有他们的武器放在哪里。
And the enemy was moving towards them.
所以呢，仇敌就渐渐向他们靠近。
A vast number of soldiers coming against this very few number of people try to hold on to this ammunition depot.
相对而言，敌军是大多数，那保护这些军武器的军队是少数。
Major Whittle said they were being hard pressed by the Confederate troops.
所以这个将军 Whittle 将军就讲说，他们实在是被四面受压。
They were thinking it well to surrender.
他们甚至考虑说要投降。
They knew they couldn't fight against them.
因为他们知道他们的人数太少，不可能胜的。
They didn't feel themselves capable. They knew the odds.
他们知道得胜的几率太小。
And so they had discussed this one afternoon that it would be well to wave the white flag.
所以有一天下午他们讨论之后想说你知道吗举白旗是也许比较好的决定。
We can't hold our position any longer.
因为我们没有办法再守住了。
We're better off just surrendering than getting killed.
我们最好就投降然后被他们杀了。
And just about the time they were going to surrender,
当他们正考虑要投降的时候
they saw some signals in the sky.
他们在天空看到一些信号。
They were able to decipher what it was that was being sent up.
他们能够认出说那个信号的意义。
And they were able to read these words.
他们读得出来那个信号。
Hold the fort.
叫他们守住那个堡垒。
I am coming.
我们要来了。
General Sherman.
这是另外一个将军 Sherman 送给他的信号。
They saw that written in the sky.
他们看见这个信号在天空上出现。
Hold the fort, I'm on the way, I'm coming.
守住你的堡垒，我马上就到了。
With that, they got new courage.
看见这样的信息，他们得到勇气。
Their spirits were lifted.
他们的心灵得到鼓舞。
Although they were vastly outnumbered, they were willing to now hold on and fight.
虽然敌军的数字这么大，但他们愿意紧紧的守住。
Because they realized the general wasn't far behind.
因为他们知道另外一个将军就在不远的地方。
And they knew the general wasn't coming all by himself.
他们也知道那个将军不是一个人来的。
There were going to be a whole lot of people with him and a whole lot of people to help.
他会带着许多的救兵一起赶来。
And so they fought and they held on.
所以他们努力抵挡。
And before too long, General Sherman came.
果然没有太久，另外一个将军 Sherman 就来了。
And the adversary was dispersed and dispelled, and the victory belonged to Major Whittle.
所有的敌军就逃跑了，所以他们就得胜了。
As he told that story, there was a man in the congregation named Philip Bliss who heard that story being told.
当他分享这个故事的时候，在会众中有另外一个人，他听见他的故事。
He went home from that meeting and he wrote a beautiful hymn that's not in your hymn book, so we won't sing it, but a beautiful hymn entitled Hold the Fort.
他听见这个很好的见证，他回去写了一首美好的诗歌。
The chorus of it says, Hold the fort, for I am coming, Jesus signals still.
他的副歌就讲了说，守住你们的位置，因为我很快就来了。
You know, there is a signal in the sky, Jesus is coming.
在天空中的确写满了这样的信息，耶稣就
快来了。Our commander, our leader, he's coming.
我们的元帅耶稣基督就要来了。
And he's coming to those that hold on and are faithful till death.
他要来拯救那些坚定站立至死的。
Hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown.
坚定站立，持守你所拥有，叫人不能夺你的冠冕。
But my courage is almost gone. I feel it's hopeless. I feel it's no. Hold the fort.
你会觉得我的勇气都快没有，我都没有力气了。但是神说，守住。
And it's not General Sherman we're waiting for. It's Jesus.
我们等候的不是那个 Sherman 将军，而是耶稣基督。
But he comes to give us his help again and again.
每一次我们在守住的时候，他一再一再的来帮助我们。
And so I want to take His grace by His Spirit through His Word, and I want to hold on.
靠着他的恩典，靠着他的圣灵，借着他的真话真语，我们要站住。
I want to breathe the air from the kingdom of God and take myself out into this world and live an overcoming life.
我要呼吸从天国来的空气，然后进入世界里为神站住。
And it's my desire that there are others here this morning that want the same thing.
我深深盼望在我们当中也有人有。
I wonder if we could sing together, not hold the fort, it's not in your book, but there's another song that it's number 666.
在我们诗歌本有另外一首诗歌，不是 hold the fort, 但是有类似的意义，666.
Are we allowed to sing 666?
我们可配上诗歌里666首。
So if you have your book and would turn with me.
如果你们有诗歌，请你把它打开。
Who is on the Lord's side?
谁是在主这边?
Who will serve the king?
谁要侍奉主?
Who will be his helper other lives to bring?
谁要为主活着?
Who will leave the world's side? Who will face the foe?
走他的道路,谁要撇开世界去为主征战?
Who is on the Lord's side? Who for him will go?
谁是在主这边跟随主向前?
That first verse asks an awful lot of questions.
第一节问了好多问题啊。
But as you sing it, maybe as you get to each question mark, answer it real quickly before it goes on too far. because you'll fall behind. But maybe I hope that this morning you answer in the affirmative.
我希望当我们唱这样诗歌的时候，每一个问号，我们心里都有一个很快的答案。我也盼望我们的答案都是正面的。
Number 666.
诗歌666首。
Second, third, fourth, or whatever verses, let's go back to that first verse. And as we sing that first stanza, and as we get to the place where on the chorus, the refrain, it says, we are on the Lord's side. See that last line? We are on the Lord's side. Savior, we are thine.
在最后一行说到，我们是站在主这一边，救主，我们是你的。
Now, think about what you sing.And don't just get into the church mode of this is what we do now and this is how we're going to get. Think about it.
在最后一行说到的我们唱的时候你要思想一下不是只是随意唱过去。
Are you willing to leave the world side and face the foe?
你真的愿意站在主这一边面对仇敌吗
No matter what.
无论代价是什么。
In your mind, in your heart, in your lifestyle.
在你的心里在你的生活方式里。
If you're willing to do that,
你若是真的愿意站在这里
And wait in the light of what it is that Jesus did for you by thy grand redemption, by thy grace divine.
借着你的救赎，借着你的恩典。
And when you get to that last phrase, we are on the Lord's side.
当你唱到这一句说，我们是在你这边。
If that's your desire this morning,
如果这是你真的心中的愿意的
I mean, you really want to be.
你真的愿意这样。
You're in it to win it.
你就愿意这样得胜的。
You're going to finish the course.
你是决定要跑完这条道路。
When you get to that, we are on the Lord's side.
当你唱到这一句说，主我在你这边。
Why don't we just, at that point, why don't we just take our stand?
那个时候你可以站起来。
If you feel that in your heart, otherwise just stay seated.
必须是你心里真的这样觉得，不然的话请坐在原地。
I'd rather have five people stand up this morning than everybody just faking it.
我宁愿只有五个人站起来，而不愿全体站起来，却有许多不是真心的。
But oh, if it's your desire today to please the Lamb, to follow Him whithersoever He goes.
我愿意跟随羔羊，无论他往哪里去，我都跟随。
If it's your desire to stand for Him in these days.
你若是真的愿意在末后的世代站。
We're on your side, Lord.
主啊，我们在你这一边。
We'll be faithful to death.
我们会忠心至死。
So let's sing that first stanza again, and when we get to that last phrase, if you'd like to stand along with me.
我们再从头唱起。当你唱到最后一句，你真的愿意的，就请你站起来。
Verse 1. Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King?So will be his helper of our lives to bring. So will leave the world's side. So will face the foe. Who is on the Lord's side? Who
谢你对我们的呼召。
Lord, we thank you for the calling.
今天早上借你的仆人告诉我们，
Through your servant, you told us this morning.
我们靠着你的话语，我们来站立。
That we can stand firm by the word in your truth.
我们在生活里面，我们靠着你圣灵，我们可以来站立。
And by the help of the Holy Spirit, we can stand firm in our living.
当我们真的面对仇敌，面对一切挑战的时候，我们仍然可以依靠你来站立。
And we can rely on your grace and stand firm when we encounter temptations.
求你让我们真的知道，并不是靠着我们自己，我们可以做什么。
Thank you for letting us know that we cannot do anything on our own.
我们要永远靠着你。
But through your strength,
你的话深扎在我们的心里面。
May your words be rooted deeply in our hearts.
你的圣灵常常充满在我们的里面。
May your Holy Spirit fill our beings at all times.
求你让我们真的知道你在告诉我们你正在来了。
And thank you for letting us know that you are coming soon.
我们要为你站住。
Therefore, we'll stand firm for you.
这个特会只是一个开始。
The conference is just a beginning.
回到我们的生活里面，我们要真正的为你站住。
Help us to return to our life and stand firm for you.
天天操练。
Practice daily.
天天读你的话语。
Read your words daily.
天天经历你圣灵的引领。
And then experience the guidance of the Holy Spirit daily.
让你在我们里面居首位。
So that you can be first in our life.
天天我们将我们自己献上。就当作活祭。
And daily offer our bodies up as the living sacrifice.
你亲自成为我们的保护。
And you will be our protection.
你成为我们可以站住的力量。
You are the strength on which we stand firm.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and we praise you.
祷告祈求奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.
我们有些报告。
We have a few announcements to make.